Hilton Hotels concedes, will welcome DHS agents. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 5, 2026. Hilton Hotels clarified that a Hilton hotel in Minneapolis that was refusing rooms to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, agents was independently owned and operated. Everpeak Hospitality, which owns the Hampton Inn Lakeville in Minneapolis, Minnesota, issued a statement on their website that they had moved swiftly to address this matter as it was inconsistent with their policy of being a welcoming place for all. Everpeak Hospitality has moved swiftly to address this matter as it was inconsistent with our policy of being a welcoming place for all, Everpeak Hospitality said. We are in touch with the impacted guests to ensure they are accommodated. We do not discriminate against any individuals or agencies and apologies to those impacted. Fox News's Bill Melligan shared a statement from Hilton Hotels, which franchised the hotel to the Indian-run Everpeak Hospitality Company. In their statement, Hilton Hotels claimed their hotels serve as welcoming places for all. Hilton Hotels also explained that they were investigating this matter with the hotel. Hilton Hotels serve as welcoming places for all, the statement from Hilton Hotels said. This hotel is independently owned and operated, and the actions referenced are not reflective of Hilton values. We are investigating this matter with this individual hotel, and can confirm that Hilton works with governments, law enforcement, and community leaders around the world to ensure our properties are open and inviting to everyone, the statement continued. Hilton's response comes after DHS revealed in a post on X that Hilton Hotels had launched a coordinated campaign in Minneapolis to refuse service to DHS law enforcement. When officers attempted to book rooms using official government emails and rates, Hilton Hotels maliciously canceled their reservations, DHS said. This is unacceptable. Why is Hilton Hotel siding with murderers and rapists to deliberately undermine and impede DHS law enforcement from their mission to enforce our nation's immigration laws? DHS's post included photos from the Hampton Inn Lakeville property sending an email regarding an upcoming reservation. In the email, the hotel stated that after further investigation online they found information about immigration work connected with DHS agents' names and would be canceling their upcoming reservation. This email is in regards to the reservation you made with the Hampton Inn Lakeville property. Another photo of an email in the DHS's post says, "We have noticed an influx of gov reservations made today that have been for DHS, and we are not allowing any ICE or immigration agents to stay at our property."